home run just when they needed it. Tied 4-4, Cubs desperate to even up the series, and Brewers come out winning 3-1 against Craig Counsell and the Cubs, and Craig got booed every time he stepped on the grass. To talk to an umpire, to talk to the pitcher, to, you know, wave hi to a vendor, every time his face was shown, the Brewers fan stood up and boo.
Let him know.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff, Mike. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil.
That's Mike Clemens for WRCO Sports joining us on a Friday.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. The former president is talking about his case right now from Trump Tower and the trial that resulted in 34 guilty counts last night.
You saw what happened to some of the witnesses that were on our side. They were literally crucified.
Trump at Trump Tower once again calling the trial unfair.
It was a rigged trial. We wanted a venue change where we could have a fair trial. We didn't get it. We wanted a judge change. We wanted a judge that wasn't conflicted. And obviously he didn't do that.
With the verdict, Trump becomes the first former president to be convicted of felony crimes. ABC's Mary Bruce with more on how the Biden campaign might use it between now and November.
Don't expect the Biden campaign to completely upend its messaging because of this. I'm told they're going to continue to focus on what is at stake in this election, highlighting abortion rights and the threat to democracy. The big question now is just how much will President Biden and his campaign lean in to Trump's conviction?
This is ABC News. As cops in Los Angeles search for suspects in the murder of a one-time star in General Hospital, the woman who was with Johnny Wachter that night, Anita Joy, is speaking with ABC News. ABC's Mola Lenke has more.
The two had just finished their bartending shift at around 3 a.m. in downtown Los Angeles and were walking to their cars when police say they came across three suspects in masks attempting to steal Wachter's catalytic converter.
I had a ski mask on, so we were just suddenly, like, oh no, you know, this is bad.
Joy says Wachter then approached one of the suspects, who Joy says instantly opened fire on the 37-year-old before fleeing in a dark sedan.
Wachter died a short time later. India is suffering through brutal and now deadly heat. At least 14 people have died in the eastern part of the country, where temperatures have soared to about 122 degrees at times this week. Security officials in France now say they have foiled a plan to attack Olympic soccer events. One person arrested. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, wash gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's a time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Town and Country TV and Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters. The area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh is Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto, Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric is your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
Today, a high in the upper 70s, partly to mostly cloudy and mild conditions. For tonight, a 40% chance of a few showers, a low of 57. For Saturday, 74, with a 50% chance of scattered showers. And Sunday, warm with a mix of sun and clouds, and a high of 80. Right now on the Words Floor and Home temperature gauge, we're up to our morning high of 73 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Summer.
Stereo, you're the petty. I'm the dance floor, you're confetti. Always up when I'm down, always ready.
You can take a worry, flip it into a song. I don't even notice till I'm singing along. I forget that there was ever anything wrong. How do you do it, babe?
To a tiki bar, it's like June and July. Go wherever you are, and wherever you are is where I wanna be. When you're shining, shining on me.
You put the Ray-Bans over my eyes. You put the blue back up in my sky. On the beach or the breeze, and you put me in my summer state of mind.
Lady A, and that's Summer State of Mind. So is summer already started? I know, it's not summer till what, June 21st or 22nd. People consider it, that's for sure, after Memorial Day. School gets out, graduations and whatnot.
Fishing on this lake, watching the time pass by. She was looking so dang good. Those 10 lines were messing with my mind. Right about that time, a big old bass just ran off with my line. I happened to turn my head, knew that fish was one of a kind. She just laughed at me, said, baby, it just took you by surprise. I didn't turn my head. We were hunting on this field, watching the fog roll by. She was leaning next to me, starting to
walked on by, and I'd have never had this life. But I stepped out of that door, see your pretty face no more, unaware of the world that's just ahead, like a story left unread. If I didn't turn my head.
Congratulations to the seniors of Weston High School. Your hard work has paid off. Here's to your bright future. Congratulations from Wilson Door and Construction, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Fuller's Milker Center, and by WCCU Credit Union.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
There's talk on the street. So familiar. Great expectations. Everybody's watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new.
A new kid in town, the Eagles on WRCO Radio. Maybe they're singing about Michael Hernan. I don't know. Anyway, for people putting a life back together after divorce, mundane household objects can be painful marital reminders. And in a practical sense, many items might have departed with the ex-spouse. Gift registries for divorce are a new way for loved ones to lend a hand, especially if they're not quite sure how to help. A rare divorce-specific registry, Fresh Starts, allows recipients to ask for items they need. Users say taking in gifts after divorce is a positive way to rebuild. It also allows friends and family to be present without taking sides, at least out loud. Fresh Starts has between 50,000 and 70,000 monthly users. Divorce registries are part of a trend toward breaking the stigma of broken marriages, along with divorce parties and formal divorce announcements as well.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
My name is Savannah Reese, and I'm a 7th grader at Ithaca Middle School. In Sources of Strength, our mission is to ensure that during the rough times, no one gets so overwhelmed or helpless that they want to give up. Our mission is to spread hope, help, and strength into every corner of our community. Our mission is to help students and staff turn to their strengths and their supports that are all around. We are connectors to help and strength.
May is Beef Month at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into our mouth-watering deals on beef and more. From juicy steaks to savory roasts, we've got your cravings covered. Swing by our store in downtown Richland Center and savor the taste of quality beef all month long. Don't miss out on these delicious savings. Looking for some great deals? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Our bigger bag sale was a great success, and the shelves and racks have been restocked with many new donations of clothing and household items. Come and shop locally, where the profits of your purchases help support other area nonprofit organizations. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 9 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., and on Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center at 120 South Main Street. See you there!
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I want to thank our customers for trusting us with your appliance needs. Also, please keep your ears peeled to WRCO to win a Gladiator all-black refrigerator with delivery as part of the Father's Day call-in contest. Stop in today through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. for a flash event on in-stock inventory. It'll be a great way to kick off your summer with some in-store and rebate savings now through the end of the week.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advance tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals in Richland Center. See you there.
Can't wait for the rodeo. It'll be here before we know it. what, 2 weeks? 2 weeks away. Wow. Crazy how time moves. It's 73 at WRCO Studios. Here's John Morgan featuring Jason Aldean.
The sun's gonna dance since you got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. Till the sun comes up.
other on the riverbank. Yeah, I'll leave it up to you, baby. Yeah, we could do some music real slow till we can't no more. If the clouds roll in, we could in the rain. Yeah, I'll leave it up to you, baby. Fill in the blank. Yeah, the options are endless, baby. Fill in the blank.
Corn it grows like the Waffle House's open it don't ever close. Like lovers carve their name into that live oak tree. Baby, you know you and me just happen naturally. Flag is flying in the morning breeze, like Sunday morning sinners praying on their knees. Like all the kids get sugar high from Tasty Freeze. Baby, you know you and me just happen naturally.
I'm Mosley on WRCO Radio, and naturally, it's 11:30. We're at 74 degrees, and a news update this time is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump found guilty. I'm Sherry Preston. The former president is talking about his case right now from Trump Tower and the trial that resulted in 34 guilty counts last night.
You saw what happened to some of the witnesses that were on our side. They were literally crucified.
Trump at Trump Tower once again calling the trial unfair.
It was a rigged trial. We wanted a venue change where we could have a fair trial. We didn't get it. We wanted a judge change. We wanted a judge that wasn't conflicted. And obviously he didn't do that.
With the verdict, Trump becomes the first former president to be convicted of felony crimes. ABC's Mary Bruce with more on how the Biden campaign might use it between now and November.
Don't expect the Biden campaign to completely upend its messaging because of this. I'm told they're going to continue to focus on what is at stake in this election, highlighting abortion rights and the threat to democracy. The big question now is just how much will President Biden and his campaign lean in to Trump's conviction?
This is ABC.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Hometown baseball this weekend on Sunday. It will be Muscadet hosting Dodgeville, Arena at Blanchardville, Wyota at Ridgeway, Hollandale at Schulzburg-Benton, and Argyle at Belleville. Casanova has a home game. The Reds host Sauk Prairie on Sunday at 1, Reedsburg at Middleton, Plain at Cross Plains, Black Earth at Wisconsin Dells, and Mazamania at Ashton in the northern section. The Brewers used a two-run home run by catcher Gary Sanchez to give them a 6-4 win on Thursday afternoon. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he didn't get to play a lot in the first 20 games, but since then, he's gotten fairly regular action, and he's proven time and time again that he's very, very capable against lefties for sure, but also he's capable, as he proved today, against righties and can hit in the clutch. He gives you a great at-bat. Like, the guy, yeah, he's going to have some strikeouts, but the guy's dangerous, and everybody in the league knows it.
Not his manager, Pat Murphy. The crew opens up against the White Sox this weekend. And it won't happen anytime soon, but one of the newest Packers, running back Josh Jacobs, is trying to convince a former teammate to join him in Green Bay. Of course, wide receiver Davante Adams has a history here. Jacobs says he reached out to Adams asking, "You thinking about coming back?" The Packers don't have a true number one wide receiver right now. Although there's a lot of pass-catching talent, Adams hasn't commented on the idea, though he has given quarterback Jordan Love positive reviews for his performance late last season. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Some people don't just work, they work to make a difference. This is Joe Flores, owner manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. People with a passionate commitment to their jobs work to make a difference in other people's lives, just like the caregivers at Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, some of whom have been with us since we opened our doors in 1995. Our longtime employees could easily work elsewhere, but at Harvest Guest Home, they find fulfillment in our mission of serving with tender, loving care, respect, patience, and affection. They believe in our commitment as a family-owned business to providing the best possible care to our residents. This is our way of life. Call us today at 647-8205.
There's always family.
For the afternoon, partly sunny and mild, a high of 77. Also tonight, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of a few showers, mainly late, and a low of 57. Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of scattered showers Saturday, possibly a stray thunderstorm, a high of 74. Decreasing clouds Saturday night and 55, and Sunday warm with a mix of sun and clouds and 80 degrees. In Richland Center, southeast winds are at 5 to 8 miles per hour, and it is 75 degrees. Community calendar today is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Dogs for a Cause Hot Dog and Brat Stand to support Schmidtwillen Hills is going on today from now until 2 at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. There will be an open house at the Richland County Farm Service Agency in honor of Judy Hackle, honoring her for the many years of service to USDA. If you've worked with her over the years, please stop by the office today between 1 and 4 to wish her well. A smelt feed to benefit the Living Hope Mennonite School will be held from 4 until 8 today at the Cradwell Memorial Building. Enjoy fresh fried smelt, hush puppies, potato salad, baked beans, dinner roll, and dessert. A free will offering will be accepted. Kaz Cars and Coffee will be held coming up on Saturday. They'll be doing that the first Saturday of each month through October, from 8 until 11. The casual car meet will be held on East Main Street in downtown Cazenovia. Any vehicle, any vintage, welcome. No entry fees, no awards, and free coffee. Join the Richland Center Police and Parks and Rec Departments for the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby, Saturday, June 1st at North Park Pond. This is a free family event where you can have fun fishing while getting to know your local officers and recreation staff. There will also be door prizes, giveaways, and awards for the largest, smallest, and most fish caught. Registration will be held from 8 until 8:30. Fishing from 8:30 until 10. Awards and prizes will be distributed from 10 until 10:30. Children 18 and under, accompanied by an adult, are eligible. Each participant should bring their own fishing tackle and bait. Advance registration is encouraged, but can be done the day of the event as well. Register online at richlandcenter.activityreg.com, or you can stop by the Parks and Rec office or call 647-8108. St. John's Walk with Grace team will be having a brat hot dog stand Saturday from 10 until 1:30 at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center. Mineral Point will host a tour of homes Saturday from 10 until 4. The event offers a unique opportunity to step inside some of Mineral Point's most beautiful and interesting homes. Tickets for the tour of homes are $30 per person and can be purchased in advance at mineralpoint.com. The spring fish boil at Call Community Park will be held Saturday from 4 until 8. Cost of a meal is $15 per person and $7 for children 12 and younger. Have dinner and stay for the music featuring Jana and the Junkyard Dogs. Christ Lutheran Church will host a gathering in the garden Sunday at 10. The service will be at the Post House Garden on Jefferson Street in downtown Spring Green. Following the service, lunch will be available for purchase from 11 until 1, with music provided by the Solstice Jazz Band. All are welcome. AD German Warehouse public tours are held Sundays at 11, noon, 1, and 2. Cost of a tour, $20 per person. The tour season will run through Sunday, October 6th. Also, Old Franklin Township Historical Society Open House will be holding an event the first and third Sunday from 1 until 3 during the months of June through September. During the 2024 open house season, one of the highlights will be an exhibit of Native American artifacts, which was found on the Joe and Lucille Wancurl Farm in the township of Franklin in Sauk County. The OFTHS is also celebrating its 20th anniversary with special treats on June 16th. And the Aike School Museum opens for the summer season Sunday and will be open each Sunday, June, July, August, and September from 1 until 4.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
To the seniors of Eagle High School, congratulations on your graduation. Your achievements are truly commendable. Wishing you the best from Wilson Door and Construction, Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Fuller's Milker Center, WCCU Credit Union, and by Boscobel and Center Pharmacies.
I don't time to get over all this overtime. Yeah, I'm always running, I'm always running behind. I got a Friday night date with my sweetheart. I'm already late and the car won't start. Lord, I feel like kicking that car and crying. Yeah, I'm always running, always running behind. All my life I spend this way, $1 short and one day late. One rung lower on the ladder I'm trying to climb. If I ever get lucky, if I ever get rich, gonna tow my life up out of this ditch. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Watch the world go by while I unwind. Yeah, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind. Oh, I'm always running, but I'm always running behind.
Tracy Lawrence, just ahead of Tony's tough trivia question of the day, as Tony Johnson will be stepping in to tell us what's going on at the movie Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In this weekend, and some special events coming up now as we get close to the end of the school year for some, the end of the school year for others, and of course graduations this weekend and whatnot. So more about that coming up later on, and your chance to win a movie pass before noon today. Speaking of movies, actor-director Clint Eastwood turns 94 today, and he is still working. I know I heard something not too long ago about a new movie that he is working on. Singer Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary is 86. Actress Sharon Glass of Cagney and Lacey fame, she is 81. Actor Tom Berenger is 74. And actor Gregory Harrison turned 74. Comedian Chris Elliott is 64. And actress Leah Thompson is 63. Singer Corey Hart turns 62 today on the 31st of May.
Blue moon is rising, all hope seems gone. A heart can be lonely only so long. Baby, don't worry, 'cause somebody
of River Valley High School, it's time to shine. Congratulations on your graduation and best wishes for the future. From Bubbling Springs Designs and Creations, Wilson Door and Construction, WCCU Credit Union, and Creative Outlet. Tony Johnson is joining us from Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In. Tony, looks like a good weekend for movies in Richland Center again.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful weather, and we have at the outdoor, we have Garfield and then the new Ghostbusters, great Sony double feature. So we're excited. We try to match them up as best as possible with each studio. It makes it a little easier and a little more just overall ease with dealing with them. So really exciting, and Garfield did really well for us last weekend. Really played to the family, so really thankful for everybody that came out Friday and Saturday. So we're going to be showing Garfield and the new Ghostbusters. And at the indoor, we have another weekend of Garfield and If. And so looking forward to a great weekend at the indoor also.
That's awesome. You have some upcoming movies, I think. You don't know a lot down the road, but it looks like some blockbusters coming up in just a little bit, right, for the summer?
Yeah, around June 14th, there'll be Inside Out 2, and we'll pair that with the new Planet of the Apes. So Disney. And then we will have Despicable 4 at the outdoor, upcoming when it releases, and we'll match that with some great stuff like Jaws, some Universal product, some older Universal product, and then we have Deadpool 3, which if you haven't seen the popcorn bucket that's going to come out for Deadpool 3, it's pretty amazing, and I think Ryan Reynolds had a lot to do with it, so it's not a surprise. It's Wolverine's head, so you basically eat your popcorn through Wolverine's mouth. You have your popcorn right there, so that's pretty cool.
Lots of fun. All right. You have some special things coming up. Tell me about the out-of-school event you have coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah, so our staff came up with this idea. So next Wednesday, so this is for any staff or teachers in any school district, if you bring some sort of identification. We even got to, just bring something that that shows that you work for the school districts. And basically those folks get in for free, and it's going to be a celebration of the end of school on a Wednesday night, which is super fun. And it's going to be Garfield and new Ghostbusters, so we'll carry that over for that day. So we're pretty excited about that. And then Thursday next week, we will have the Driftless Angler event, and they're going to open up gates, I think, around 4:30, and just going to be all about fly fishing. And they have a great business in Viroqua and great people to work with. And then they're going to have a movie around fly fishing. It's somewhat of a documentary and has a lot of fly fishing vignettes. And there's going to be casting classes, and I think it's $15 or $20 to get in. You can go out to their Facebook page, and we're just basically the blank canvas. We're hosting it, letting them have opportunity to showcase their business and all their love of fly fishing at the Starlight, so it's pretty amazing.
Are you giving a talk then about all your fishing expertise too, or not?
I think my grandpa took me on the Little Willow, and I caught a trout, and I wondered why it was multicolored, and that's the extent of my fly fishing. But I didn't realize it was a trout. So I'm not very good at that. So
your seminar won't take very long, then, will it?
No, it won't. It'll be like 5 minutes, but okay. Just me blabbering. But I will say, who knew that? Well, there's such great fishing around Richland County, and all these wonderful things that we have, all these gems, and pretty amazing. So it's great to partner with people.
How about Tony's tough trivia question of the week?
Yeah, this ties in with trout fishing a little bit. A great movie that I enjoyed, and I love Brad Pitt movies, is A River Runs Through It. And there was a character that maybe played one of the parents and also play the leadership role on the aircraft carrier and maybe one of the Top Gun movies. What is that connection? The question is, who is that actor?
All right. All right. So the actor tying it in with River Runs Through It and Top Gun and what those have in common. So give us a call now, 608-647-4155. Tony, have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Tony Johnson from Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
In conjunction with National Animal Disaster Preparedness Month, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society suggests that you plan ahead to keep your entire family, including your pets, safe in case of an emergency. Be prepared. Know what your plan is in an emergency and prepare for a disaster kit that includes at least 1 week's worth of supplies for every member of your family, again, including your pets. Then, exchange pet information, emergency plans, and house keys with at least one trusted relative, friend, or neighbor. Don't wait until it's too late. Plan now for what you would do in an emergency to keep both you and your pets safe. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
It's that time of year again. Join the Richland County Farm Women for the 43rd Annual Dairy Breakfast, Sunday, June 9th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm, 25560 Huffman Lane, Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious dairy meal for just $5 per person. The all-you-can-eat menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee, and milk, both chocolate and white. Serving is from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parking available in the hayfield or catch a ride from Ithaca High School. Solid ground handicap parking is also available on the farm. The Richland County Farm Women hope to serve you Sunday, June 9th, and remind you to serve your family dairy every day. For more details, visit their website or Facebook. See you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I want to thank our customers for trusting us with your appliance needs. Also, please keep your ears peeled to WRCO to win a Gladiator all-black refrigerator with delivery as part of the Father's Day call-in contest. Stop in today through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. for a flash event on in-stock inventory. It'll be a great way to kick off your summer with some in-store and rebate savings now through the end of the week.
Ready for an action-packed weekend at the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals happening at the Richland County Fairgrounds. The excitement kicks off with special introductions at 7 o'clock p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights and at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, followed by thrilling performances. Don't miss the annual rodeo parade at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. The weekend promises top-notch entertainment, showcasing some of the finest high school athletes in the state. Advanced tickets are available now through June 14th at Creative Layers, located at 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. And on Sunday, June 16th, join us for Cowboy Church at 8:30 a.m. to start your day. For any questions, give Kenda a call at 475-1886. June 14th through 16th, Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals in Richland Center. See you there.
Congratulations to Mike, the winner of trivia today from Center Cinema Twins. The answer was Tom Skerritt, involved in both of those movies, A River Runs Through It, and also Top Gun. So there you are. Join us each Friday for information on movie news and the chance to win a great prize from Center Cinema Twins and the Starlight 14 Drive-In. Phil Lee, hoping you have a great rest of your day. We'll be back your way with Those Were the Days tomorrow night.
The only two things in life that make it worth living are guitars tuned good and fine feeling women. I don't need my name. Got a little song we're gonna sing for you tonight, so let's go.
Let's go now. Let's go to looking back, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys.
about us, viewed and liked the Hatfields and McCoys.
Between them, Hank Williams playing songs, Newberry's train song,
and Blue Eyes crying in the rain.
Out of looking back, Texas,
ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Sell your diamond rings, buy some boots, faded jeans, and go away. This golden tie's choking me.
In your high society, you cry all day.
We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, folk our garage, and we're still building on. Time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to looking back, Texas, Waylon and Willie and Boyd. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoy.
Crying in the rain. Oh, looking back, Texas.